CentralNebraskaToday.com's Alex Hammack here with the head coach of the Hastings St. Cecilia, Clint Head. And coach, you really feel like from the start when you have the fumbled kickoff return that you recover, the momentum starts to really go into the Blue Hawks' sails from that point forward.
Yeah, it felt really good about that. Also, we knew this was a trap game. This was a comeback after Bishop Newman to come back here. Anytime you play GACC, they're going to play us tough. They're going to play hard. They're going to be physical. We got the ball right away. And then couldn't punch it in, and really had some miscues on offense up front. I thought they did a really nice job with their defense. I thought their defense was really good tonight. We struggled to run the football, and we weren't on in the passing game. And when you have a combination like that, you're lucky that you have a kid like Jensen Anderson and Braxton Wiles and Dawson Kissinger to kind of bail you out a little bit and make some plays and make some things happen. And Jensen had a big night for us tonight. It was all special teams, kickoff return, punting, everything that he did tonight was just fantastic. So he really took over the ball game for us.
And you look at Jensen's performance, I have him down unofficially, receiving touchdown, kickoff return touchdown, an interception or two in there as well. It seemed like any time that GICC was throwing the ball, there's a good chance that it would land in one of your guys' hands. You got to feel good about your pass defense after tonight.
I really thought Coach Dining and Coach Kitchener did a fantastic job on defense. They have all year. They have for the last 2 years. They did a great job of getting us ready to go. I was really, really proud of the way our kids played. Dawson Kissinger is just, he's a football player. Braxton Wiles up front was fantastic. I thought Thomas probably played pretty well. I don't know. And then we had some young guys that had to step up in the secondary. J.J. Schaefer and some of those guys stepped up and did a really nice job tonight. And that's, you got to keep developing kids. We only got 31, so some young kids may have to step in and play some of those roles, and they did tonight and did it in a big way for us.
You look at this rivalry here. I mean, enter diocese a little bit. You get a little bit of some fun down 281 Highway. What did the preparation look different, if anything, for this contest in comparison to other ones?
Like I said, we had Bishop Newman last weekend, and we knew that they were going to come in here and be ready to go. I felt like we tried to prepare hard, but it was one of those things where we felt like, if we could get off the ball like we did against Newman, it would be okay, and we just didn't, and they did a nice job of stopping us.
You have a collision course now for next week against Carnegie Catholic, and it was a grueling second-half victory, 16-0 against Amherst earlier today. You've played Amherst. You defeated Amherst earlier in the season. Initially, what's the game plan against Carnegie Catholic?
I don't know. We'll start on that tomorrow.
Coach Head, thanks again, and congrats on the victory.
Thank you very much.
27-14 over Grand Island Central Catholic.
Thank you very much.